number 4 is an adopted resolution creating an environmental conservation green print initiative for Milwaukee County. We will receive a status report for information only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Keith?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the Milwaukee County's green print resolution requires a regular updating to the county board as to the progress on each of the 16 initiatives in the green print. And this is the first report for the year 2011, and it's an information-only report. Since the last report, we've been making progress on a number of areas, and the document before you is about 40 to 50 pages in length, and rather than go into detail kind of cover to cover on that, what I'd like to do is touch on a few examples or highlights of what's in progress, what's occurred, or what's in progress on some of those initiatives. On the topic of energy management, some of you may have noticed the recent article in the Milwaukee Journal a couple days ago that indicated that We Energies intends to file for a plan by the end of the month with state regulators to raise their utility rates both in 2012 and 2013. And with rates expected to rise, it would seem prudent that we continue to pursue opportunities to make our buildings and facilities more energy efficient. In terms of performance contracting, the phase one of the performance contracting is complete. We're currently in the verification phase on those contracts. At the end of those verification phases, the contract should provide us with it's referred to as a measurement and verification report that explains how the guarantee was either met or not met. Honeywell was the first to provide us with a verification report, and a couple excerpts from that is provided in the appendix of your document. And that report indicates that they met their guaranteed energy savings and exceeded that amount by about 14%. We should be receiving measurement verification reports from the other two performance contractors later this year. The phase two contracts are in various phases, or stages, I should say. One is partially complete. Another is about to begin this summer and would be done by the end of the year. And the third is in the negotiation stage. When completed, the phase one and phase two contracts should result in reducing the county's electricity consumption by over 10 million kilowatt hours per year, and natural gas by over 250,000 therms per year, and water by over 150 million gallons per year. Now, those numbers may seem kind of difficult to maybe put in terms of what it is you and I use and consume, so maybe another way to put that would be that consumption reduction would be equivalent to over 600 residences. Now, aside from the guaranteed energy savings performance contracts, we do use other means to affect energy efficiency in our buildings. Some are through capital projects, some are with the use of operating funds, and others are through the use of grant funding. One example project at General Mitchell Airport, they recently changed out some outdoor lighting at the south ticketing roadway and converted those lights into the more energy-efficient LED lighting. By doing that, they cut the electricity consumption in those lights by about 75%. And also by doing that, they reduced their maintenance costs on those lights because the lamp life of those are about four times longer, so they don't have to change them out nearly as frequently. Another example is at Community Correction Facility South, where they've also replaced some outdoor lighting with the more energy-efficient LED lighting. I thought it was interesting there that not only has they found that the lighting is saving energy, but the LED light produces a light that greatly improves the quality of the picture on the closed-circuit security cameras. So they've another kind of side benefit there. Some projects that are in progress, it's kind of basically in the design stage, is at the main parking structure at Mitchell Airfield. They're looking at relamping the main parking structure. Preliminary studies there indicate they can cut their electricity consumption there by over 50% by substituting more energy-efficient fixtures there. And that should be a fairly substantial reduction considering that structure is lit 24/7, 365 days a year. In terms of sustainable design work, probably one of the more notable examples is at the zoo. which they recently incorporated permeable pavement at several locations there, as well as a rainwater harvesting system. Some significant projects in progress in terms of sustainable design are occurring at Mitchell Airfield. Again, the baggage claim area and the combined maintenance facility are currently in the design phase, and both of those projects are looking at a number of LEED-type features in the design to make the buildings more energy efficient and also more aesthetically pleasing to the passengers and customers. In terms of stormwater management, one thing that is in progress right now, we're in the process of developing a design guide that we'd be using in the future on our parking lot designs, and we're developing that guideline with the assistance of a couple of consulting firms. We will be working on a design for the sports complex parking lot this summer, and we would plan to kind of beta test this design guide on that project. I anticipate that project will probably be bid later this fall. On the subject of recycling and materials conservation, the county continues to recycle large quantities of paper, glass, cans, and other materials. One of the more notable examples, I think, is also at the CCFS, where they've been recycling a large range of materials from cardboard to paper. They've also found they're able to recycle plastic trays and plastic bags, a number of items that they're able to get revenue from there. Also, another interesting example is at the zoo, where they recently established a relationship with Growing Power, which is one of the city's largest urban gardening operations. And Growing Power will take some of their leftover food scraps and use bedding to create compost for urban gardening projects. I think this is a very good example where one man's waste is another man's treasure. Also this summer, we will be developing the countywide recycling plan. And we're going to be working with our recycling team on developing that. That document will summarize the current practices and make recommendations for improving our recycling activities and our recycling contracting process. And we're going to be getting assistance from Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful and UW Extension on the preparation of that document. In terms of renewable energy, well, the main thrust of our energy projects has really been to make our buildings more energy efficient. We have undertaken a limited number of renewable energy projects. Currently, we have six systems constructed, and two are in the planning stages. We are looking at installing some flat screen displays on two of the senior centers that will be used to help educate the public on the operation and the performance of these systems. Also, we're working with an elementary school on the east side, We Energies, to design some signage for the we placed out in front of the Juno Park comfort station, where we recently installed a small solar PV system there. In terms of alternative fuel vehicles, about two dozen of the 35 Ford Fusion hybrids that we recently purchased have been placed into operation now. Dan Gaden, who's the fleet director, has told me the feedback that he's received on these vehicles has been very positive. Actually, he's been very surprised about the positive feedback that he's received on these. We also have on order four hybrid electric bucket trucks. It takes a little longer to have these types of vehicles manufactured, and so they have a longer lead time, so we'll be taking delivery on those later this fall. In terms of grants, over the past 3 years, we've applied for and received over $1.5 million in grants and incentives from a variety of sources. I would like to comment, though, while it would be great for us to be able to research and apply for more grants, grants are becoming much more competitive right now, and the application and the administration of these grants can be fairly time-consuming. As a result, I think we need to be fairly selective, and we need to partner with other organizations to increase our chances for success when we do pursue grants. On the education and outreach side, we've been doing a lot of different efforts to work with citizens, community groups, and other government organizations to promote sustainable infrastructure and operations. I think we've been expanding our network and our reach into those groups. Just a couple of noteworthy events. On April 2nd, the parks hosted the Green Living Festival at the Mitchell Park Domes, which featured a variety of demonstrations and presentations. And on May 4th, just about a week ago or so, we hosted a conference at the zoo, which was titled Sustainability for Local Government. This was a collaborative effort between the county and the city of Milwaukee and the MMSD. And I worked with Matt Howard from the city and Kieran Sands from the MMSD. We also worked with Wisconsin Green Building Alliance on planning and coordinating this this full-day event. It was held at the zoo's PEC Welcoming Center, and we had over 100 people registered for it with municipal representatives from as far south as Northfield, Illinois, as far west as Middleton, as far north as Oshkosh. And at the last report I presented, there was a request for some additional information on the economics of our energy projects, and I've tried to incorporate some more supplemental information in this report to address those interests.
Thank you, Mr. Keith. Mm-hmm. Questions? Supervisor Pete Gravick.
Shocking. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, actually, I don't have a lot to say because this report totally speaks for itself. Once again, Mr. Keith, you went above and beyond. Every time you report, I mean, it's just great the information that we have from pounds of things recycled. It's absolutely exceptional. And to think that this man is doing this all part-time, half-time, is just speaks loudly to imagine with this great success what could happen if he had more time. And I'd like to especially note out, since we have people listening, of course, across the county, that as you talk about the over $1 million in grants, that pays for a full-time salary over and over and over again. I do think that with a new county executive who's much more open-minded and committed to sustainability, perhaps in this 2012 budget, we will have a full-time director like our partners of the city of Milwaukee have a staff of four. So, again, look at all this information. Speaking to the public and other colleagues here, it's so obvious and clear that doing all this great stuff could be doubled and tripled and save us much-needed money and resources. But I also just wanted to speak out specifically to the energy savings because there were a few early critics, and I can understand it because it's something new. But just look at it. We are doing some state-of-the-art things in our Milwaukee County infrastructure. These high efficiency, and I always get the term wrong, is it the water heaters? What is the proper term? I'm sorry, that we have in the senior center?
You're talking about the solar hot water?
Yes, hot water. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's cutting edge. It really is. And to think that we have those in what are pretty outdated buildings but are precious resources to us is really exciting. The fleet, really in every part of the green print, we've made some progress. And the highlight, and I'm going to end here, is our energy savings. Last time I checked, and I was at the zoo a week ago with some colleagues here celebrating the another check from Focus on Energy with our completely solar operated emission booths. We talked about the fact that to this date, I think we've invested almost $10 million in performance contracting, which means energy efficient upgrades to our infrastructure. So that's something that we should be very proud of, and I know that I am, and I can tell you I will make a renewed call now for a full-time director. And I don't think I need to make the call. I think that this information makes the call itself. And lastly, Mr. Chairman, another thank you to Stephen Keith, who's just done an exceptional job. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Point of question, sir. Do we have... Does anybody here know what happens to the abundance of leaves that fall from the trees in the county parks at the end of the fall? The part of the green plant now involves composting, mm-hmm. Rightfully so, and I appreciate that. I'm curious. I think we have a tree or two in one or two of our parks, and I think that could be, if you will, a resource that perhaps the Milwaukee Community Compost Network could assist with, or Growing Power. So I'm just curious, what happens to all those leaves? So, thanks.
Director Black, would you like to respond to that?
Chairman, Supervisor, I'd be happy to work with you on that and take a look if there's something different we could be doing. Basically, we let them fall and we mulch them.
And part of our problem, of course, is that we have one-third of the staff that we had 15, 12 years ago, and that makes many efforts that would otherwise be very wise moves totally impossible.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd also like to receive and place on file so that all of our colleagues could be as delighted as we are with this information.
We have a motion to receive and place on file on this informational item. Any further questions?
Thank
Supervisor
you.
Harris?
You know, thank you, Chair. I just was curious about how many contractors that we're working with that guarantee energy savings performance contracts, like how many contractors?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor. Right now there are three contractors. The contractors are Honeywell, Johnson Controls, and Ameresco is the third one.
Are there further questions? I would add that the energy savings involved here could be significantly more were it not for the continuing rate increases that are being imposed by We Energies. I'm troubled by that. They can't seem to operate within their current rate structure, and perhaps they need to become more efficient and work with what they have rather than, cut the fat, particularly in regard to the executive compensation, from what I understand of that. They should do what we have done, I think, work within existing limits and become more efficient. That's what's expected of us. But I don't know why the private sector can't seem to manage that same sort of concept. Are there further questions? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Another point of question, sir. I know that we now have a small but hopefully growing fleet of hybrid vehicles. Were high mileage turbo diesel vehicles ever considered as part of the fleet? I think one obstacle to that might be that, for the most part, the high-mileage turbo-diesel vehicles come from Volkswagen, which, of course, is not an American manufacturer. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman,
Mr.
and committee members. I'm not sure the answer to that question, whether or not they were considered. In my discussions with Mr. Gayden at the fleet, I think one comment he made to me on that regard was that the vehicles that were selected, part of the reason for that selection was that we have the ability to purchase vehicles through the state contract, and so that was probably one of the factors involved in the selection of that vehicle, looking at what is available to us through the state contract.
The motion before us is to receive and place on file. If there are no further questions or comments, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jerseth.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7-0.
Item number 5, please.